Let's call this meeting of the Senate Judiciary Committee to order. It is 2:30 p.m. on Friday, May 10th, 2024. Before we begin, I want to thank Juliana Singh, the Senate Judiciary Secretary, who makes sure we have a transcript of our meetings, and Dylan Williams from the Juno LIO, who makes sure we have sound. This time, I want to remind committee members and all those in the room to please silence your cell phones. Present today, we have Senator Kaufman, Senator Tobin, and myself, Senator Klayman. We have a quorum to conduct business. First item on our agenda is, and it's the only item on our agenda, House Bill 97, Insurance Discrimination, sponsored by Representative Prox. This is the second hearing of the bill in the Senate Judiciary Committee. Before the committee is a proposed committee substitute. Here to provide a summary of changes for the committee substitute is the Senate Judiciary Committee aide, Brianna Kakarik. Ms. Kakarik, if you could join us in the front, put yourself on the record and provide an explanation.
Good afternoon, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Brianna Kakarik, and I'm staff to Senator Klayman. The Senate Judiciary Committee Substitute Version Y makes the following changes. On page 2, line 3, we deleted 60 and inserted 120. On page 3, line 10, we deleted electronic mail and by the and inserted a new portion. So the section now reads, before selling the unit property of a unit renter, a facility owner shall notify the unit renter and any other lien holder identified in the rental agreement that the unit renter is in default by hand delivery, electronic mail if an email address was provided, certified mail with return receipt requested, or by the United States Postal Service with a certificate of mailing sent to the most recent address provided by the unit renter in a rental agreement or subsequent written notice of change of address. On page 3, line 14, we deleted but no more than 20 days. On page 3, line 16, following electronic mail, we inserted if an electronic mail address was provided. On page 3, line 16, following certified mail, we deleted the comma and inserted with. So the passage now reads, send by certified mail with return receipt requested. On page 4, line 21, we deleted or a lien holder listed on the vehicle title. And on page 4, line 24, we deleted or lien holder.
And I also want to note the sponsor's office had requested that Daniel Bryant, legal and legislative counsel for the Self-Storage Association, be online if there are any questions. It's not for invited testimony, just for questions, so he is available if anybody in the committee has questions. I don't see any questions before adopting the CS as a working note. I would want to know that we talked to a number of stakeholders before coming up with the changes. And with that, Senator Kaufman, may I have a motion to adopt the CS?
Yes, I move that Senate Judiciary Committee adopt the committee substitute for House Bill 97, Work Order 33-LS0392/Y as our working document.
Hearing no objections, the CS is adopted as our working documents. I do want to note that on page 2 of the CS, we changed 60 days to 120 days. Some of the parties had suggested 60 days. There was lots of discussion about this day range, and in the end, in the committee substitute, we put in 120 days, largely because I felt that provided a bit more consumer protection than 180 days. But if anyone on the committee is interested in having more detailed discussion or potentially switching it to 180 days, you have a amendment you can offer if you're interested. I don't see any interest. So does the bill sponsor's office want to make any comments for the committee?
For the record, Riley Nye, staff to Representative Prox. I just wanted to thank Mr. Chairman and members of the committee for hearing this bill today. And we have worked with your office on this, and we do support these changes. And so thank you for the hearing.
Absolutely. I don't see any questions from members of the committee. Senator Kaufman, could I have a motion?
I move committee substitute for House Bill 97, Work Order 33-LS0392/Y with individual recommendations and attached statement of zero fiscal impact.
Hearing and seeing no objections, House Bill 97 moves from committee. Please stay behind to sign the paperwork after we adjourn. And we will now adjourn for the day. Our next meeting, as I announced on the floor, is Saturday, tomorrow, May 11th at 10 a.m. And we will be meeting here in the Butrovich Room, 10205, to hear House Bill 358, Prohibit A1 Altered Representation, sponsored by Representative Kronk. I would note that I don't expect we'll move that in a single day, but we'll be on a pretty tight schedule, likely seek amendments if you have any. Do the following day and move the bill on Monday.
Senator Kronk, just note for the record, that's AI.
What did I say?
A1.
Thank you for that correction. There's a predisposition I have to see those letters and say A1. So
no, I want a steak.
I appreciate the correction. And so that we will stand adjourned. The time is now 2:36 p.m.